I remember it distinctly. My wife and I were...
How did you even know about it?
Well, we were in the Capitol. So we were actually at a... we were getting ready to go to the airport. I think a group had either come the night before or the day out of. We were at a hotel. We were doing a Peace Corps training for new volunteers. And so there was another married couple there. They were education volunteers. I think he was a health volunteer. But anyway, we were together in the hotel. We were actually loving life because we were in a bed, a really good bed. Mm-hmm. And we actually had two boxes of pizza on the floor. I think we had orange Fanta, and we were beside ourselves.
The luxury of it all.
The luxury of it all. And we had a tiny little, I distinctly remember this, we had a tiny little TV on CNN. We were watching TV. We didn't have any other thing to watch, but CNN was, we had one international channel, and that's when it happened. And we were watching it, and as shocked as everybody else was, and I think shortly came to the realization that life had changed, because we all knew what would happen, you know, very shortly thereafter. Within that hour, we knew that something had changed, and something would change. I had a cell phone because I was there for the training, and I was a regional head, a lead, what do they call it, a senior volunteer or something. I was a volunteer leader, that's what it was called. So I had a phone. We called country director, try to get through. We finally got connected with the country director, and he said, look, I don't know what it means yet. We're still processing that. Just hold tight, don't go outside. I mean, be careful. Mm-hmm. If you want to come to Peace Corps, come. And I think we ended up going there later that night, because there were some other volunteers in town, and to help, to do what we could do to help. We ended up going back to our site because we said, look, because the evacuation had started being talked about, and we said, look, if we're going to be evacuated, it's not really about the stuff that we want to go get, but we got to say goodbye. We got to close this somehow. We've got to. So he let us go back to site the next day or the day after. I can't remember which, but we got on the train, took the train home, and we thought that they would do a consolidation. But they said, you know what? Just stay at site, stay low, keep a low profile. And we did that for about a week. And then things kind of went back to normal. They sort of lifted that. And we did start seeing, we weren't far from an Uzbek Air Force Base, which was in about 45 minutes away in another town. But we did start seeing American... it's pretty identifiable when an F-16 flies over. So that was sort of happening, and the talk of evacuation actually sort of subsided for a week and a half. And we actually went back to normal.